My apologies about the dogs. Again, the endometrium is the innermost layer of the uterus, and it's the layer that's going to change in thickness throughout the month. The myometrium is made of smooth muscle. It's the middle layer. It's the thickest layer of the uterus. And again, it's made of smooth muscle. It has the capacity to contract, and that's part of what causes menstrual cramps. The perimetrium is the outer layer, and it's going to be made of epithelial tissue, just like the endometrium is, but it's going to be more of a solid coating for the outer layer, the perimetrium. Again, it's perimetrium is a fairly thin layer. The uterus is held in place by some ligaments, and there are also going to be ligaments that hold the ovaries in place and hold the fallopian tubes in place and hold all of these organs in close contact with one another. And the importance of these ligaments is that they also support the uterus during pregnancy. So they keep it in the right place and allow it to expand and support the development of the embryo and eventually the fetus. Another portion of the uterus that's very important is the cervix. And the cervix is the portion of the uterus that faces the vagina. It has a small hole in it called the os, O-S, and it's made up of the lower portion of the uterus. And the opening of the cervix is where the sperm must travel through in order to get into the uterus, to travel through the uterus and move to the fallopian tubes. And it is also the portion of the uterus that its opening has to dilate in order for the baby to eventually be born.